tribute to him. Blessed be God forever. In Jesus' wonderful name we are prayed. Let all who are expecting additional blessing this morning shout the loudest amen. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for all of your blessing that you have unveiled to us in the packages of the covenant. We give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, O Lord, we pray that you would teach and touch us again, enlighten and empower us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' wonderful name. Please be seated and rejoice in the Lord again. I humbly and with gratitude appreciate the privilege given to me by God through His servant, our Father, the Apostle of this commission, to bring to us a word from the Lord as He continues to unveil to us the tables of the covenant. And I'm very sure that as we take delivery of these tables, our lives will be growing in higher dimension of transformation. In the precious name of Jesus. Out of much of the blessing we've received through His servant, it's a privilege again to communicate to us. In this second word session, building on the first one, which came to us very powerfully, with great impact, I believe, we'll be looking at covenant for all round rest. I can see somebody excited about that. Covenant of for all round rest. As you listen to this word this morning, I'd like you to expect that it will not only enlighten you, but it will impact you with all round rest. In your family, you will have rest. In your academics, you will have rest. In your business and career, you will have rest. Over your children, you will have rest. In your large family, you will have rest. After Shiloh 2022, you look to your right, to your left, to your front, to your back. The only thing you will find will be rest. Look at this altar. For over 41 years now, this ministry has never suffered any crisis. And you are a member of this family. I declare by the unction that back up this commission, you will never know the meaning of crisis again. This is one of the main reasons God brought you and I to Shiloh 2022. To encounter, to experience rest all around, roundabout. From this Shiloh, you'll be living as if Satan does not exist. Let's begin by establishing that all round rest is a reality. It's real. Don't be carried away by the troubles around the world. You are not in the same class with them. You live in the world, but you don't belong to the world. You can create your world within the world. Darkness shall cover the house, and you are not the house. Gross darkness the people, you are not the people. You are different from them. I say you are different from them. What they suffer, you will never suffer again. Deuteronomy chapter 12 verse 10. Let's establish that with a number of scriptures. But when ye go over Jordan, now there are three significant situations and landmark in the life of the children of Israel. Number one was Egypt. Number two was beyond Red Sea. Number three is beyond Jordan. In Egypt, they were in oppression. Between Egypt and, between the Red Sea and Jordan, they were not settled. They were not settled. They were facing several difficulties, lack of water, lack of this. But when ye go over Jordan, what does that mean? Egypt represents when we are not born again. After Egypt, we got saved. And we have been going around here and there. But when you enter and go through Jordan, rest is waiting for you there. Therefore, if you have been born again and you have not known the meaning of rest, as Shiloh 2022, you will go beyond Jordan. Look at that verse of scriptures again, Deuteronomy 12:10. When ye go over Jordan and dwell in the land which the Lord your God giveth you to inherit, and when he giveth you rest, when he giveth you rest, say, I receive rest. From all your enemies, all your enemies, all your enemies, diabolical enemies, social enemies, physical enemies. What did he say? He will give you rest from all your enemies round about, so that ye dwell in safety. So one meaning of rest is safety. That is, robbers come close to your house and they don't like to enter. Why? God has given you rest, victory over them. Say loud, amen. Amen. Chapter 25, verse 19. The same Deuteronomy 25, 19. Therefore it shall be, when the Lord thy God hath given you rest, God speaking into your future, rest is waiting for you from all your enemies round about, in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance to possess it, that thou shalt blot out the remembrance of Amalekite from under heaven, thou shalt not forget it. Joshua chapter 21 verse 44. I'm taking us through these scriptures so that you know what God intended for you. He wants you to have rest. Say with me, God wants me to have rest. And the Lord gave them rest round about, according to all that is swear unto their fathers. And there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand. All your enemies will be at your mercy from now. Chapter 23, verse 1. We are reading all of this because the scripture said, out of two or three witnesses, every truth is established. But when it goes beyond two or three, that means it is truly established. And it came to pass a long time after that the Lord had given rest unto Israel from all their enemies round about, that Joshua waxed old and stricken in age. That means even at your old age, you will still be having rest. Crisis will not kill you. Hypertension will not kill you. Practical examples of people who are dressed in addition. 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 1. David had rest. It came to pass when the king sat in his house and the Lord had given him rest round about from all his enemies. The same thing happened to Solomon chapter 5 verses 3 and 4. It happened to Jehoshaphat, 2 Chronicles chapter 15 verses 12 to 15. Then chapter 20 verses 29 to 30. Asa in chapter 15, Jehoshaphat in chapter 20. God gave them rest round about. If you can, please lift up your hand I declare that from today, the God of this commission, who has given us rest as a commission, beginning with his servant, rest round about, will establish rest round about for you. By this same unction, I curse every unrest from your life from today. Rest is waiting for you. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. There remains rest to the people of God. It's your entitlement. It's your inheritance. It is waiting for you. There remains, therefore, a rest to the people of God. Say with me, I enter into my rest. Say it by faith right now. All around. It covers your spiritual life, your children, your family, your social life, business, career, finance, even your environment. Satan will become afraid to come close to your door. Satan will be afraid to come close to you when you are on a journey. Why? When God giveth quietness, who can make trouble? That's the order of rest we are talking about. The one that intimidates your enemies. The one that scares them away from you. The one that makes them lose their confidence to confront you. That is the order of rest that God is giving to you. Other words in scriptures used in the place of rest include peace, calm, trouble-free, crisis-free lifestyle. And Jesus promised us peace. John 14:27, my peace give I unto you. My peace. There is the order of peace that God has. The order of peace. The kind of peace that made him to sleep in the midst of storm. He said, that is the order I give to you. From this season, no storm will trouble you. Chapter 16, verse 33. In the world, there shall be tribulations, but you be of good cheer, because I have given you peace. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. So may I have peace. In the world, they don't have it. What they have is tribulation. But you, the peace you have, will cheer you up. That's something about the peace God gives you. It cheers people up. I have overcome the world. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. Saying it is a righteous thing with God to recompense trouble, tribulation to them that trouble you. Verse 7. And to you who are troubled, after the trouble, rest. Rest. I don't know how much you have been troubled till now. The next thing that follows is rest. If you check the scripture very well, trouble is not supposed to end us. After trouble, we are expected to have rest. I decree, therefore, whatever trouble you had before Shiloh 2020, everything will turn to rest for you after Shiloh. Please note that there is the promise of peace and there is the covenant of peace. Why are we differentiating this? Promise means these are the provisions, as God's servant taught us last night. These are the provisions, if you are interested. Covenant means these are the conditions, if you engage in them. So God gives us the promises and at the same time the demand. The promise is like proposal. The covenant is like the demand, what God demands of us to do. You have to grow from promise of peace to covenant of peace. Promises may be broken, but covenant cannot be broken. Psalm 89, verse 34. My covenant will I not break. Now, many, many believers are living in the realm of promises. Promises to claim. But we are going to see from scriptures, as the Holy Spirit unveils to us, what to do to step into the covenant. To move from the realm of promises into the realm of the covenant. Abraham started his journey with God's promise. In Genesis chapter 12. And as time went by, chapter 17, God introduced him to the covenant and sealed the covenant in chapter 22. So we need to step up from living in the realm of promises to living in the realm of the covenant. And the realm of the covenant is the realm of rest. When you are too sure that God cannot fail. From this season, your rest is guaranteed. Numbers chapter 25, verses 12 and 13. Let's read a few scriptures about covenant of peace, covenant of rest. Wherefore, say, behold, I give unto him my covenant of peace, my covenant of peace. And he shall have it, and his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood. Because he was zealous for his God and made an atonement for the children of Israel. Promises are limited to us as individuals, but covenant extends beyond us to our generations. To our generations. Covenant is an investment into the future of your children beyond you. Therefore, as you step into this covenant today, generations after you will be enjoying peace and quietness. Isaiah 54 verse 10. Isaiah 54 verse 10. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord, which hath mercy on thee. This scripture will be fulfilled in your life beginning from Shiloh 2022. We can also read from Ezekiel chapter 34 verse 25, chapter 37 verse 26, and of course from Malachi chapter 2 verses 4 to 5. The covenant of peace. Say, I receive it. Say, I enter into it. Now, how do you assess the covenant of all round rest? Number one, you must be born again. New birth is your registration into the covenant of peace. Salvation has three basic evidences. Romans 14, 13. For the kingdom of God. 14, 17, please. The kingdom of God. Is not in meat and drink, but in righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For those who are wondering, how do I know I'm born again? These are the three basic elements that begin to manifest in your life when you are born again. Your taste for sin begins to die. If you are still interested and loving sin, you are not born again. Every truly born again will lose taste for sin and have taste for righteousness. Righteousness. And then peace. Peace. Indescribable. The peace of God that passes all understanding. And joy. Excitement in the Holy Ghost. How? Jesus is described as the Prince of Peace. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 4, 6, the Prince of Peace. So when you get born again, when Jesus comes into you, you have a deposit of peace that comes into you. You have the peace personified person who comes into you. Galatians chapter 5 verse 1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God. When you get born again, peace is a major manifestation of the same. Say loud, amen, somebody. Matthew 11, 28. Come unto me, all of you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you peace. I will give you rest. So when you come to Jesus in salvation, you enter into rest. You get registered for God's order of peace. If you are here this morning, you are not born again, that's what you are missing. Why do I need Jesus? I need him for peace. I need him for peace. We live in a troubled world. I need Jesus to live a peaceful life. Say loud, amen. Amen. Number two, access to covenant of all round rest is learning from the word of God. Learning. The completion of Matthew chapter 11, verse 29. Come to me and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Learn of me. I am meek and lowly in heart. And in the process of learning, you shall find rest unto your soul. Look at that. Rest begins from the soul. From the soul. If you are not restful inside, nothing will be restful around you. We learn our way into rest, into peace, into quietness, into crisis-free life. Isaiah 59 verse 8, the way of peace, the way of rest, they know not. So ignorance about the subject of peace can lead to your crisis in life. The word of God is the highway to the covenant of peace. If you are not a learner, you will end in crisis. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 2 tells us about the peace we enjoy. Grace and peace be multiplied. So it's not enough to have the primary level of peace, but we need to multiply it because troubles are being multiplied in this world. Through the knowledge of God and of Jesus, our Lord. The more you learn, the more peace you enjoy. Learning. Learning. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, and verse 17. My son, forget not my law. Let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days, and long life, coupled with peace, shall they add to thee. So knowledge adds peace to destiny. Our ways, that is the ways of the world, the highways of life, are ways of pleasantness in the midst of crises that others suffer. And all our paths are peace. Peace. To ignore the word is to embrace crisis. To ignore the word of God is to embrace crisis. When you receive the word, you are receiving capsules of peace. A day without the word will end as a crisis-free day. That's why we must wake up every morning with the word. Don't fix dangerous appointment for yourself. Settle with the word so that your destiny can be settled. A day without the word makes you ready for trouble. We must learn the truth far away to God. Look at areas of your life where you are not well settled and focus on that subject matter. For instance, you don't know why your wife is always angry with you. You need to sit down as a man. What is provoking this woman? If you can't find it in the world, observe those who are ahead of us. For instance, I observe how my father here treats his wife, how he talks to her. And I started applying the same to my wife. And I began to see the same order of quietness and peace. See, many people don't know what is troubling them. Your children are very rebellious to you because you abuse them every day. You make them hopeless. I know you will never do well. You are like your mother. Your mother, both of you, is your liver that he ate. You ate the liver of your mother. Your children say, well, we are going to show you. We are going to show you. The word of God teaches us how to guide our children and says to us that your children shall be children of peace. Find out what it takes. Find out what it takes for husband and wife to live together in peace. Prayer of 30 days and fasting cannot help you out of that crisis. You go out in the morning, you didn't find out how your children will eat and how your wife will eat. You return in the evening and say, shall we pray? Shall we pray? Shall we pray? Your portmanteau, your handbag is locked. Nobody knows the key. Shall we pray? What prayer are you praying? When you failed in providing for them. I tell men all the time, if you want to know how well your wife can smile and laugh and respect you, give her a regular check. Give her a regular check. The way of peace. The way of peace. The way of peace. That one prayer and fasting cannot solve it. Look at another example here. You are a business person and you are facing crisis in your business. You need to find out, what am I doing that is eating my resources? You want to travel from Kaduna to Lagos, you go to the airport. When you know the money you have remaining, you are spending your capital to travel. When you should enter night bus, you get to Obalende in the morning, wash your leg, wash your face, comb your hair. They will think you are coming from your house. And you finish your business in the evening, you are taking night bus back to Kaduna. Don't kill yourself. You know what they call hypertension? It comes from tension. And tension comes when things are tense. Don't tense your life. Go at your pace if you don't want to lose your peace. At your pace. Over and over, we have been told the story of the beginning of this ministry. We had it again. God's servant was talking about how he started with his beetle. Before then, or about that time, God told him that this ministry would be flying across the globe with aircrafts. You know, this is what God does. He will show you your future and take you away from it so you can have a small beginning. But many see it big, but they don't want to start it small. Before you become global, you have to start local. You have to. The way of peace, we must learn. We must learn. We must learn the way of peace. After God blessed him, he remembered me and also blessed me with a car. That car, that's 140K. Very powerful car. Anybody who didn't see that car before has missed something. With all eagerness, I drove that car I was privileged to be serving in Maiduguri then. From Kaduna to Maiduguri, 6 hours. I was eager to meet with the service. In the service, I told God's people, I said, aren't you glad God has blessed your pastor with a brand new car? And a little boy went outside to go and look for a brand new car. He didn't see a brand new car. And told the mother, I hope our pastor is not lying. I said, tell that boy to open his eyes very well. There's a brand new car outside there. Go at your pace if you don't want to lose your peace. Life is in phases. We have had God's servants say that over and again. And men are in sizes. Stretch, but don't stress. Stretch, but don't stress. You cannot beat process. If you must live peaceful, you cannot beat process. If you must live peaceful, please look at me here. How far can you go that way? But God gave you two legs. One, as you move this, this is resting. You move this, this is resting. And you can cover longer journeys. Go at your pace if you don't want to lose your peace. Number three, quickly. Enter into covenant with God to keep serving Him and the interest of His kingdom. Serving God brings you into the same platform with God. Serving God makes you a friend of God, makes you a partner of God. As they went for Him, He went with them. And He gave them peace. Nobody could trouble them. Those who dare trouble them were stricken with blindness. There was crisis in the days of Asa in 2 Chronicles chapter 15. And to come out of that crisis, they entered into a covenant. Verse 12. To serve the Lord God of their fathers with their heart and with their soul. And at the end of the day, God gave them rest round about. Do the things of God and God will cater for your peace. He will ensure that nobody troubles you at all. That's what you have been enjoying in this commission. Going after God. God going with you. God going after you. They that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing, including peace. Psalm 34 verse 10. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things, including peace of mind, shall be added to you. Peace is an addition to redemption. But you need to enlist to serve God. Make Him first, and He will guarantee your peace. People look at me and they ask, just like they do for my father, you always look calm. You always look peaceful. So why not? He has taken care of my peace. He promised I will not see trouble. I'll keep serving Him so I can keep enjoying His peace. You can't serve God and lose your peace. From today, as you make a covenant to serve God, the Lord your God, you will never lose your peace again. Among other areas where we serve God to secure our peace is through soul winning and establishment. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 15 tells us about the gospel of peace. You can't be a distributor of peace and lack it. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Gospel preachers always enjoy the peace of God. You can't carry peace and suffer lack of it. Jesus said, as we go to preach Luke 10, verses 5 to 6, thou shalt say, peace be unto you. Peace be unto you. Gospel preachers always enjoy the peace of God in return. What more are we to do to enjoy all-round rest as we begin to round up? We must keep declaring peace boldly in the face of every storm. Peace does not connote absence of storm. It means gaining control over the storm when they come. Gaining control over the storm when they come. We saw this happen to Jesus. He said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Mark chapter 4. "Let us go over to the other side." Verses 35 to 39. And Satan says, "You will go under." And his disciples came and tapped him, "Master, we perish." Jesus said, "Not when I'm here." And he arose. There arose a great storm of wind. Storms will always arise. And the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. Look at what Jesus did. And he also arose. So you have to rise to the storm that is rising against you. He arose. And he declared, "Peace be still." And there was a great calm. Peace be still. Every time you sense some storm, some crisis around you, don't fail to declare, "Peace be still. Peace be still." In the night, you hear some sound that is not a welcoming one. "Peace be still." You are in the air flying, and there was a great storm. "Peace be still." And there was a great calm. So your declaration is what establishes the calm. "From this day, no storm shall be able to withstand you again." "From this day, no crisis will be able to stand before you." "I declare that the order of peace at work in this commission will go with you from Shiloh." So to multiply your peace, multiply your service to the kingdom of God. In every local assembly where you belong to, engage in serving God in one way or the other. It's a way to multiply your peace. As you are taking care of the things of his kingdom, it takes care of the things that concerns you. You will not hear the sound of any enemy standing before you again in the name of Jesus. Will you rise to your feet with me and raise your hand, renew your covenant of service? It is the covenant of service that secures the covenant of peace. Lift up your voice right now. Begin to renew your covenant of service. Begin to declare to God, "I will serve you every day. I renew my commitment. I intensify my commitment. I increase my commitment in serving you." Somebody pray that prayer right now. Pray that prayer right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' precious name. Before you take your seat, will you begin to declare peace over any kind of storm around your life? Storm over your health. Storm over your finances. Over your business. Over your children. Peace be still. Peace. Peace. Peace be still. Thank you, mighty Father. Please lift up your hand if you can. By the unction that backs up this commission, every storm around your life and your family be calm right now. So shall it be. Give God a big hand and please take your seat.